This is ABC News Daily. I'm Sam Hawley. Australia prides itself on having among the lowest rates of smoking in the world, but a new danger has emerged in e-cigarettes. In some cases, a single so-called vape contains the equivalent amount of nicotine as 9 packets of cigarettes. Today, we speak to a Year 12 student about how prevalent vaping has become in the schoolyard, and to epidemiologist Professor Emily Banks on the growing evidence around the dangers they pose.
I am Ari Katz, and I am 17 years old, turning 18 in just a few weeks. I go to a school in Sydney's eastern suburbs, and obviously I'm graduating this year, which is really exciting. As far as vaping goes, the way I see it in my circles is the use of disposable vapes that are around probably $25 to purchase. And I know you're not allowed to, but they're pretty easy to buy at any news agency, corner store, that type of thing. You know, they're full of nicotine and they're flavorsome. They're very easy to hide. It just kind of looks like a pen. And they're very hard to identify, but they're kind of everywhere.
What do you mean everywhere? People at your school vaping, and why?
Well, I think for me, at the beginning it was a fad and it was kind of a bit of fun and it was kind of cool. And that's kind of how all things start. It was cool. So you kind of saw them more and it was talked about more, but it's kind of got to the point now where it's kind of not cool anymore. It's not fun. It's just addiction that is with people, and no one really wants to talk about it. No one needs to talk about it. It's just something that's kind of always there.
So how many people do you know that are using these vapes?
I'd say in my year group, probably 40, 50 people are consistently vaping. I mean, it used to be a thing where people would go to the bathrooms together, but now I get the feeling some people just go to the bathrooms on their own and they have their fix, they inhale a few times and they're off to class. It's not really a big thing, you know? And they would love to stop. I mean, no one wants to, not many people want to be addicted to something that they know isn't good for them. But, you know, when you're addicted to something, it's very hard to stop.
Professor Banks, you've just completed extensive research into vaping in Australia, and let's come to that in a minute and what you've found. But first, I want you to take me to your kids' school. What did you find there?
So I was walking outside my daughter's school, which is a high school up to year 10. I looked down into the gutter and there was a small wrapper, which would have been for a vape. The packet was pink. It was for a bubblegum flavoured vape, and it had lollies all over the front of it. And when I looked more closely, it was for a 5% nicotine product, which is very strong. It means that sort of every suck on it is kind of similar to sucking on a cigarette. But what disturbed me more about this was that it had 1,800 puffs in it, and it's about 200 puffs per packet of cigarettes. So this small device, which would have been around the size of a USB, would have contained the nicotine equivalent of 9 packets of cigarettes.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, and it was quite clearly targeting children. If you look, it's lolly flavoured, it's got sweets on the front. It's something which is really appealing to the to children, and there's quite a lot of evidence that the flavours are the things that really bring children into using e-cigarettes.
So, I mean, just explain to me, what is vaping?
So e-cigarettes are a very diverse group of products, and essentially what they do is they heat up a thing called an e-liquid and they make an aerosol that the user then inhales. And usually that aerosol contains water, it contains propylene glycol, vegetable glycerin, and it usually contains nicotine and flavours. So when someone vapes, they're inhaling that mixture of chemicals that are created when that e-liquid is heated.
So if we take that back to the schoolyard example you gave us, that means that person was consuming a lot of nicotine, a child consuming a lot of nicotine.
That's right. And we're also seeing in schools, some studies show that kids are really aware that there's nicotine. They're actually using the products because they like the rush that that gives them. And other surveys have shown that kids are not aware that those products actually do contain nicotine.
How is that possible? How do they not know?
Well, I think one of the issues is that when they get these products, they aren't very well labelled. So we really find that the vast majority of these products don't actually have proper labelling that lets you see how much nicotine there is or isn't in them. Some of the products that say they don't contain nicotine do actually contain nicotine. So there is it's really difficult to have appropriate quality control of these products. So the TGA did do a survey of 214 products that they looked at, and in the 190 that had nicotine, were nicotine-only products, 31% actually contained prohibited chemicals.
Right, okay. So tell me about how harmful vaping is.
So we found that they cause poisoning, they cause addiction, lung injury, environmental waste, and we also see trauma and burns from the lithium batteries exploding or malfunctioning. Mm. We did find that they increase the risk of young people taking up smoking. So if non-smokers use e-cigarettes, they have around three times the chance of taking up smoking than a non-smoker who hasn't used e-cigarettes.
Is it as bad as smoking?
So that's a good question. And I think for some of the outcomes, for example, for addiction in children and when we look at lung injury, there may be some outcomes that are worse than smoking. For a lot of the outcomes, we actually don't know. So we also found that there really wasn't sufficient evidence on the effects of e-cigarettes on cancer, cardiovascular disease, mental illness, and a wide range of outcomes. So the safety of e-cigarettes for those outcomes hasn't been established.
So do we know, I mean, how many kids are actually vaping? I mean, is it increasing? Do we know have any data on that?
So we do have some data, but it is limited and it's been interrupted by the COVID pandemic in terms of being able to collect the data. What we do know is around 11% of people in Australia, 14 and over, have ever used e-cigarettes. And we know that that's around 25% of people aged 18 to 24. And around 5% of people aged 18 to 24 actually report that they are current users of e-cigarettes.
How did we get to a point where young people are addicted to this? I mean, how did we let that happen? The tobacco companies must be happy.
So it is illegal in Australia to be using nicotine e-cigarettes other than on prescription. And I really can't answer the question about how easy it is to get hold of it. But I do hear anecdotally that it's pretty straightforward. I think the situation is that these products have been really heavily marketed to young people, particularly through social media. And young people have been sold the lie that it's just harmless water vapour with some flavours. Actually, really, that isn't the case. So when we look at the toxicological analysis, we found hundreds of chemicals in e-cigarettes. And some of them have been shown to be harmful. And a number of other ones, we actually don't know the effects. So there's over 16,000 flavours for e-cigarettes currently. And quite a lot of the flavours have been shown to be safe when you eat them, but they haven't necessarily been shown to be safe when you inhale them. Young people have absolutely amazing brains, and nicotine addiction at that stage can really reprogram the brain a bit to be not only addicted at that point, but to have lifelong issues with addiction.
Ari, you live in New South Wales, and there's currently a big campaign to warn people about the dangers of vaping, particularly young people, about how harmful it can be.
Nail polish remover. It removes the polish from your nails, of course, but did you know one of its main chemicals, acetone, strips paint from walls, takes rust off tools, is found in a lot of vapes? Do you know what you're vaping?
Has that made any difference to the people that you know who are using these e-cigarettes?
I think about my friends and I think if they see this campaign and they see an advert on their phone on Twitter saying, do you know what you're vaping? That's not going to make them stop because they already know it's bad for them, but it's just really hard for them to stop. I mean, the most important thing to stress is just how normalized it is and the way that it's not really talked about. Your kid will go to the movies, go to the park to play soccer, and the next thing they just pull out a vape and then have a few hits, put it back in their pocket, and they're on their way. We need to kind of make a stigma behind vaping. We need to make people not want to vape, and we need to make people comfortable to come forward and say, hey, I've actually got this addiction and I know it's bad for me and I really want to stop, but I need your help.
Ari Katz is a Year 12 student. Professor Emily Banks is an epidemiologist from the Australian National University and the co-author of a major study on vaping in Australia that's being published today. Some schools have begun locking toilets outside break times and have installed high-tech sensors to stop students vaping. This episode was produced by Flint Duxfield and Chris Dengate, who also did the mixing. Additional production by Sydney Peed. Our supervising producer is Stephen Smiley. I'm Sam Hawley. ABC News Daily will be back again tomorrow. You can find all our episodes on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts. To get in touch with the team, email us on abcnewsdaily@abc.net.au. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.